This Saturday, in memorial of Blessed Virgin Mary, we have this beautiful gospel which points out what Our Lady did in all of her life. She heard the word of God and kept it in her heart and put it into practice. Her whole life was dedicated to fulfilling the word of God. She called herself the handmaid of the Lord. She said that in a sense is that this is my being, this is my purpose in life, to do the will of God, to be the instrument of God's will in her life. Because she loved God, she loved everything about God, she loved especially what made him happy, what he wanted done, especially in her life, but also in the life of all of men, who she recognized, at least instinctively, before she became the mother of God, that she had this motherly desire and interest and concern for all of humanity, all of God's children. She wanted to do for God, do for us, and she did. She put into practice God's will, whatever would be his pleasure, because she loved God, she loved his will. She desired strongly to do what would please God. And that's a major part of obeying God, of living for him, is to desire to please God, not just to do his commandments so that we stay out of hell or we don't get punished, but we desire to please God. We love his will, his holy will, which is good for us and good for the world, to love that, to desire strongly to do what is good and right and what pleases God, what is his will. So this is what Our Lady did, and fully her entire heart was consecrated to do the will of God, that strong, immense desire that we can't imagine, that immense desire she had to do everything to the minutest detail, perfectly, God's will. So we ask Our Lady to envelop us in her heart today, this Saturday, all day today, being consumed in the mind and the heart and the will of Our Lady, to do as she would and to allow her to act in us, in our heart and our will and mind, so that we can perfectly do God's will in our life.
Christus.